This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama has seen at least 7 presidential candidates make stops in the state. Much of the credit for raising Alabama's profile on the campaign trail is given to the fact the state banded together with other southern states to hold their primaries on March 1st, which has been dubbed the SEC primary. And while candidates are seeking votes, they're also seeking donors. That's where we start this week's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Fisher Crawford. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Andrew.
So which candidates are doing the most fundraising in Alabama, particularly when it comes to the business community?
Yeah, so the candidate who's actually gotten the most money out of Alabamians, you know, as a whole so far is Ben Carson. But the one who has the bulk of the business contributors is Jeb Bush. His list of top donors reads like a who's who of CEOs from Birmingham's largest companies and especially law firms. That's really no surprise to local political observers, considering Birmingham business leaders gave to Jeb's brother and to his father. Although experts don't think that Jeb really stands much of a chance to make it to the White House.
Well, clearly more candidates are coming to Alabama than in previous election cycles. What do business leaders hope to accomplish with this primary?
You know, we all know how Alabama's going to vote in November, being such a heavy red state. But for so long, we haven't played much of a role in picking who that red candidate's going to be. Moving the primary up gives us more candidates on the ballots to choose from, because by the time it gets to us, candidates who weren't doing very well in the other states had dropped out. Now the primary selection's going to be, you know, more well-rounded, actually, with southeastern states getting their say. Another aspect is how Alabama has made itself more key in the primary, so we should get more attention nationally.
Well, a federal lawsuit intended to stop a project to replace and expand the elevated portion of Interstate 2059 through downtown Birmingham is making its way through the court system. The group behind the lawsuit, Move I-2059, says the state's environmental impact study violates federal law. Well, that group hosted a public forum recently in which a civil engineering expert spoke about the project. And Cindy, what did he have to say?
Well, it was an interesting talk from an expert engineer who says ALDOT needs to do a study that looks at the impact of the project, which opponents say will stifle economic growth and kill property values. He also said the plan addresses traffic problems at one location, but it makes it worse at other locations. So a more in-depth impact study would help.
Well, remind us what ALDOT has said about this project.
Well, they basically say it's too late to switch to an alternate plan. You know, the bridges are falling apart. They can't take on the traffic burden that they have all these years. You know, it's not safe for drivers to continue to use. They say changing paths would be too costly, and many of these ideas would not work or would take just too long to complete. And actually, construction has already begun.
Well, finally, a few other highway projects are underway. These are under the banner of the Federal Appalachian Development Highway System. One is nearly complete, the other is just getting started. So, Cindy, let's talk about the one that's almost complete. That's Interstate 22 that had been known as Corridor X.
Corridor X. That interstate construction has been a pain in Alabama's side for a long time, like decades. It is in the final stage of being completed to link it up to I-65. But there's really no way of knowing when it will be finished. It was scheduled for completion in 2014, but it's been delayed several times, and the contractor is actually being fined for every day that it's not finished past that deadline. Hopefully that will be a motivator, because that road that ties Birmingham to Memphis has a lot of future economic potential.
Well, now the one that's just getting started is the Northern Belt Line. This is the highway that would loop around northern Jefferson County, linking Bessemer and Argo. Remind us where that sits.
Yeah, so that's another road project that has its problems. It comes with a $5 billion price tag, and detractors think that the money would be better spent elsewhere instead of completing that portion of 459, which is essentially what this does. But construction has started on about a little over a mile stretch of highway in the Pinson area, and there are hopes that this will fix traffic problems and create more economic opportunities for projects in that area.
Well, for those who want to see this Appalachian highway system completed, there are a few things that could let them hit the accelerator a bit. What are they?
Some are saying it would move faster, specifically the Northern Belt Line, if Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton was elected in November. She actually released an economic proposal that mentions completing the Appalachian highway system, which includes these projects we're talking about in Alabama. The state also in 2014 obligated about $80 million of federal funds that had been previously dedicated for this highway system, and it said it needs to be spent. And there's a federal transportation bill that passed in 2012 that allows projects in that system to get 100% federal funding instead of 20% match from the state. So that should help move it forward.
Cindy Fisher Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.